Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Daniel Dickinson at the United Nations in New York. In this week's programme, a wake-up call for more balanced representation of women in the media. And in Zanzibar, women farmers are fighting for their rights by going back to school. But first, women and children in Africa are more impacted by climate change than men, according to the head of the African Union Commission. The international community is currently meeting in Paris at the UN COP21 summit to discuss how to mitigate the effects of changing weather patterns on the world's most vulnerable people. It's hoped a universal deal will be agreed there, which will keep global temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma is the head of the African Union Commission. Christina Silvero asked her to what extent climate change disproportionately affects women.
If you think that African women are the ones that are charged with looking for water, providing water in the home if there's no running water, they are charged with providing energy in the house if there's no electricity. They are the majority who work in agriculture. So if there is no water, it's not raining or there's floods, it affects women and children much more. If there is not enough land for agriculture, it means they have to cut the trees. But if they cut the trees, they end up with climate change and droughts, and so their land is not productive. The girls can't go to school because now they have to walk longer distances to look for water and to look for firewood. So it becomes a vicious cycle for them. So indeed, climate change does affect women much more than anybody else.
Are you calling for specific measures in support of African women in climate change?
Yes, I think if we provide electricity, that would be a great contribution to freeing women's time, women's energy from looking for firewood, but also in allowing the environment to regenerate and be more green. If there is water, it means women are freer. If the land is more productive, climate smart agriculture, it means they make more from their crops. So the measures that you are looking for will impact greatly on women.
When it comes to women's representation in the media, the news is grim, according to a UN-backed study. It reveals that although women make up half the global population, they comprise less than one quarter of people heard, seen, or read about in the newspaper, television, and radio news. The same holds true in digital platforms. The authors of the study say it's a wake-up call for a more equitable reflection of women in news coverage. Deanne Penn has the story.
The Global Media Monitoring Project has been conducted every 5 years since the 1995 Beijing Conference on Women. This year's study has been the largest, with teams in 114 countries reviewing more than 22,000 news reports. Nanette Brown is Chief of Communications and Advocacy at UN Women, the UN gender entity, which has supported the project.
Women are the subjects of news coverage only about a quarter of the time, a ratio that has not changed in the past 5 years. Since 1995, it has only increased by 7%. If this glacial pace were to continue, it would still take another 75 years until we reach parity of women as news subjects in the media.
The teams analyzed information such as the number of women in news stories and their function, for example, as a spokesperson or expert. The sex of the journalists reporting the stories and the topics covered in their reports were also studied. Dr. Glory Damaraj has been with the project since its inception.
North American news has the highest percentage of experts in the news, who are women, 32%, followed by the Caribbean, 29%. And Latin America, 27%. In the U.S., women subjects are 36%. Still, there is a lack of gender equity.
The survey proposes targets to address gaps. For example, within the next 5 years, 30% of global news coverage should highlight issues of gender equality or inequality. Karen Achtelstetter is General Secretary of the World Association for Christian Communication, the group behind the study.
And our plans of action include newsrooms and activist groups, journalism training institutions, state regulators, funders, and all of those have a role to play to not only secure news media accountability to women, but also to guard against loss of the gains made so far.
UN Women is hoping sexism in media will be stamped out by the year 2020. Deanne Penn, United Nations.
Female farmers on Zanzibar are going back to school to fight for their rights and boost family income. Most of the farmers on the tropical island off the coast of mainland Tanzania are women, but traditionally they've had very little control over their lives or finances. But now a network of farmer field schools established by the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development is creating new opportunities. Joanne Levitan explains.
Things have changed on Zanzibar Island off the coast of Tanzania. Not that long ago, you would never have seen a woman leading a meeting or teaching men how to farm. You wouldn't have seen a woman paying for her children's education or making decisions in the home. Although most farmers here are women, until recently none of them would have been earning their own income.
In the past, we used to depend on the man for everything. Farm work, domestic needs, food for the children, clothing, everything.
The man had to do everything. The woman was not involved at all. The situation is different now. We're helping each other to get food and income to run our lives.
With 11 children to support, Hassan and Tatu used to struggle. Farming as they'd done for generations, their rice paddies produced low yields. But then Tatu had the chance to learn how to farm. Along with more than 22,000 other farmers on the island, she joined a farmer field school and was trained in better farming techniques. There are now about 1,200 farmer field schools here, which have been established by the government with support from the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development. Each one focuses on a specific crop or livestock. Since joining the rice farmer field school, Tatu's yield has almost quadrupled, and her role in the family has changed.
Before the project, all the decisions were made by my husband. But after joining, whatever decisions we make, I am involved.
Tatu's new role in her family is not just due to her success as a farmer. Part of the farmer field school curriculum is focused on gender equality, and the farmers learn about the rights and roles of women in the family and community.
Yeah, I think it's important to promote gender equality or women empowerment, because women are the one who are responsible with the family. Men, sometimes they have two, three wives, and sometimes they neglect one family. And some of the women are widow. So this helps women to be in front line and to upgrade their family and their children and to better their life.
In fact, the farmer field schools have specifically targeted women, and they now make up almost two-thirds of the students. 8 years ago, Zayana Ali Said was one of them. A widow with seven children, she was dependent on her extended family to survive. Now Zayana is not only caring for her family, but she's become a teacher herself. And back in their homes, these women are teaching their daughters that they are capable of achieving anything they set their mind to. Joanne Levitan, United Nations.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening today. I'm Daniel Dickinson.